Research conducted by Iowa State University shows time by temperature holding times is an effective means of inactivating disease-causing pathogens in swine barn entryways. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
To evaluate the effectiveness of using time by temperature holding times in swine barn entryways to inactivate swine disease-causing pathogens, researchers with Iowa State University evaluated the survivability of two strains of PRRS and PED on aluminum and cardboard surfaces at various temperatures over various holding times. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says researchers did find variation.
We did find a variation between the PRRS virus strains. 144 line 1C was inactivated on the aluminum surfaces. If you could heat the aluminum surface to 86 degrees Fahrenheit and hold it for 12 hours. On cardboard, that was 86 degrees Fahrenheit for only 6 hours. But when you go to the PRRS 184 strain, 86 degrees inactivated that strain after 24 hours on aluminum. And as quickly as 12 hours on cardboard, if you could get the heat up to 104 degrees. For PRRS, the issue there is variation. Bottom line is that while there is variation there, 86 degrees Fahrenheit for 24 hours looks like it could be effective against multiple different PRRS strains, at least 184 and 144 line 1C. With PED, that 86 degrees on aluminum after 6 hours was a successful inactivation time, and after 12 hours on cardboard.
Dr. Sundberg suggests the take-home message is that we can inactivate PRRS and PED using time-by-temperature procedures on entryways, but this should be considered as one hurdle in a series of hurdles that need to be put in place to prevent pathogen entry onto farms. For more, visit swinehealth.org or farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.